Yeah, thanks, Ryan. Yeah, the overall expansion here was mainly targeted for legacy growers, you know, in the area. Let's say a grower in Minnesota has been doing rye for a number of years, and then recent years, let's say they wanted to add like a hairy vetch or a clover or something along those lines. So now that qualifies for us by differentiating that crop mixture. And the idea behind it was, you know, legumes can sequester more carbon. They also have more additional soil benefits. So it seemed like a win-win to add to our portfolio and try and increase enrollment and get more, I always call it menu items for growers to be able to participate in.